Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, agribusiness is really trending in the Palmetto State these days, and the Port of Charleston is the epicenter of that trend. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, exports have always been vital to South Carolina farmers and all farmers across the country, and the ability to move those products efficiently is becoming more important in what is a very competitive supply and demand balance around the world. So that's why we wanted to talk a little bit about the port and its role in South Carolina agriculture and where we see things trending, as you said.
Now, a double-digit percentage of South Carolina's agricultural product, be it raw or processed, actually leaves the country through Port of Charleston.
Sure does, about 30%, which speaks to just how valuable those markets in Europe or Asia, South America, Canada, all are. And with Charleston's port being a prime terminal and container port, we're working with that logistical system that they have and expanding agricultural products really year by year with tremendous growth in the last decade or so.
As I mentioned, that might not all be raw product that's leaving the state. A lot of it is processed because the internet has really changed everything for some people.
Well, that's true. We work with our local agribusinesses who choose to export. We have help that we provide them through what's called the Southern United States Trade Association that we are members of. So if a person looks at exports as a potential, then we can come alongside and help them explore that. And then, as I said, the Port of Charleston, which is one of the most efficient ports in the country, really gives them an advantage. And now, with the deepening of the harbor to take the, what do they call them, the post-Panamax big ships, that'll put Charleston at even more advantage.
Accommodating the Panamax ships has become a big deal for East Coast ports because I know Port of Savannah has really struggled with that, as well as Morehead City in North Carolina.
Well, our state legislature took the initiative and set aside several hundred million dollars from the state budget years ago to initiate the deepening of the harbor to 52 feet. And it takes that much water to be able to bring these large ships in. And, you know, when you see one of those little 20-foot containers go by you on the interstate, you got to realize that 14,000 of those things can come in on one ship. So with that much weight and that much product coming in, you got to have a lot of water because you don't want to run one of those ships on ground at low tide, that's for sure.
No kidding. All right, then. Well, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.